The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 5, The Creative Impetus. Chapter 4, The Characteristics of Rishabhdev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this chapter, Rishabhdev, the son of Maharaj Nabi, begat 100 sons, and during the reign of those sons, the world was very happy in all respects. When Rishabhdev appeared as the son of Maharaj Nabi, he was appreciated by the people as the most exalted and beautiful personality of that age. His poise, influence, strength, enthusiasm, bodily luster, and other transcendental qualities were beyond compare. The word Rishabha refers to the best, or the supreme. Due to the super-excellent attributes of the son of Maharaj Nabi, the king named his son Rishabha, or the best. The influence was incomparable. Although there was a scarcity of rain, Rishabhdev did not care for Indra, the king of heaven, who was in charge of supplying rain. Through his own potency, Rishabhdev sumptuously covered Agnabha with ample rain. Upon receiving Rishabhdev, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as his son, King Nabi began to raise him very carefully. After that, he entrusted the ruling power to him, and retiring from family life, lived at Bhadrakashram and became completely engaged in worship of Vasudev, the Supreme Lord. To follow social customs, Lord Rishabhdev for a while became a student in the Gurukul, and after returning, he followed the orders of his guru and accepted a wife named Jayanti, who had been given to him by the king of heaven, Indra. He begot 100 sons in the womb of Jayanti. With these 100 sons, the eldest was known as Bharat. Since the reign of Maharaj Bharat, this planet has been called Bharat Varsh. Rishabhdev's other sons were headed by Kushavarta Ilavrita, or Ilavarta, Brahmavarta, Malaya, Ketu, Badrashane, Indrasprik, Vidarbha, and Kataka. There were other sons named Kavi, Havi, Antariksha, Prabhuda, Pipalanya, Avirhota, Dramila, Chamasa, and Charabhajan. Instead of ruling the kingdom, these 9 became mendicant preachers of Krishna consciousness, following the religious precepts of the Bhagavatam. Their characteristics and activities are described in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam during the talks between Vasudeva and Narada at Kurukshetra. To teach the general populace, King Rishabhdev performed many sacrifices and taught his sons how to rule the citizens. Text 1. Sri Sukha Vacha. Atahatam upatyaiva bhimya jamana bhagaval lakshanam samyopashama vairagyashvarya maha bibhutibir anudinam ehad manu bhavan prakritaya bhaja arpriya brahmana devatas Chavani Tala Samavana Yatitaram Jagridu. Synonyms. Sri Shuka Vacha. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Ataha, after the Supreme Personality of God had appeared, tam him utpatya, from the beginning of his appearance, eva even, abhiva yajmana, distinctly manifested, Bhagavad Lakshanam, possessing the symptoms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Samya, equal to everyone, Upasama, completely peaceful, in control of the senses and mind, Vairagya, renunciation, Aishvarya, opulences, Mahavirbhutibhi, with great attributes, Anudinam, day after day, Adhamana, increasing, Anubhavam, his power, Prakritaya, the ministers, Praja, the citizens, Brahmana, the learned scholars in full knowledge of Brahman, Devata, the demigods, Cha, and Avanitala, the surface of the globe, Samavaniya, to rule, Atitaram, greatly, Jagridu, desired. Translation. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, as soon as the Lord was born as a son of Maharaj Nabi, he manifested symptoms of the Supreme Lord, such as marks at the bottoms of his feet, the flag, thunderbolt, etc. This son was equal to everyone and very peaceful. He can control his senses and his mind, and possessing all opulence, he did not hanker after material enjoyment. Endowed with all these attributes, the son of Maharaj Nabi became more powerful day after day. Due to this, the citizens, the learned brahmanas, demigods, and ministers wanted Rishabhdev to be appointed ruler of the earth. Purport. In these days of cheap incarnations, it is very interesting to note the bodily symptoms found in an incarnation. From the beginning of his birth, it was observed that Rishabhdev's feet were marked with the transcendental signs, a flag, thunderbolt, lotus flower, etc. In addition to this, as the Lord began to grow, he became very prominent. He was equal to everyone. He did not favor one person and neglect another. An incarnation of God must have the six opulences: wealth, strength, knowledge, beauty, fame, and renunciation. It is said that although Rishabhdev was endowed with all opulences, he was not at all attached to material enjoyment. He was self-controlled and therefore liked it by everyone. Due to his super-excellent qualities, everyone wanted him to rule the earth. An incarnation of God has to be accepted by experienced people and by the symptoms described in the Shastras. An incarnation is not simply accepted by the adulation of foolish people. Text 2. Tasya hava itam varsmana varyasa brihach chlokena chasud chaujasa balena shriya vasasha virya shobhyabhyam chapita rishabha itidam nama chakra. Synonyms. Tasya of him hava certainly itam thus varsmana by the bodily features. Varyasa, most exalted, Brihat Shlokena, decorated with all the high qualities described by poets, Cha also. Ojasa, by prowess, Balena, by strength, Shriya, by beauty, Yasasa, by fame, Virya Shoryabhyam, by influence and heroism, Cha and Pita, the father, and Maharishi Nabi, Rishabha, the best, Iti, thus, Idam, this, Nama, name, Chakara, gave. Translation. When the son of Maharaj Nabi became visible, he evinced all good qualities described by the great poets, namely, a well-built body with all the symptoms of the Godhead, prowess, strength, beauty, name, fame, influence, and enthusiasm. When the father Maharaj Nabi saw all these qualities, he thought his son to be the best of human beings, or the supreme being. Therefore, he gave him the name Rishabha. Purport. To accept someone as God or an incarnation of God, one must observe the symptoms of God in his body. All the symptoms were found in the body of Maharaj Nabi's extraordinarily powerful son. His body was well constructed, and he displayed all the transcendental qualities. He showed great influence, and he control his mind and senses. Consequently, he was named Rishabha, which indicates that he was the supreme living being. Text 3. Yasya Indra Sparsh Damano Bhagavan Varshe Navarsha Bavarsha Tad Avadarya Bhagavan Rishabho Devo Yogeshwara Prahasyamatma Yogatma Mayaya Shravarsham Agnabham Mahatbhyavarshat. Synonyms. Yasya, of whom he indeed, Indra, the King Indra of heaven, Sparsh Damana, being envious, Bhagavan, very opulent, Varshe, on Bart Varsh, Navavarsha, did not pour water, tat that, Avadara, Darya, knowing, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishabhdev Yogeshwar, the master of all mystic power, Parhasya, smiling, Atma Yoga Mayaya, by his own spiritual potency, Svavarsham, on his place, Agnabham, Agnabha named, Nama named, Abhyavarshat, he poured water. Translation. Indra, the king of heaven, was very materially opulent, became envious of King Rishabhdev. Consequently, he stopped pouring water on the planet known as Bharat Varsh. At that time, the Supreme Lord Rishabhdev, the master of all mystic power, understood King Indra's purpose and smiled a little. Then, by his own prowess, through his yoga maya, his internal potency, profusely poured water upon his own place, which was known as Ajanabha. Purport. We find the word Bhagavan used twice in this verse. Both King Indra and Rishabhdev, the incarnation of the Supreme Lord, are described as Bhagavan. Sometimes Narada and Lord Brahma are also addressed as Bhagavan. The word Bhagavan means that one is very, very opulent and powerful person, like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Narada, or Indra. They are addressed as Bhagavan due to their extraordinary opulence. King Rishabhdev is an incarnation of the Supreme Lord, and therefore he was the original Bhagavan. Consequently, he is described herein as Yogeshwar, which indicates that he has the most powerful spiritual potency. He is not dependent on King Indra for water. He can supply water himself, and he did so in this case. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, Yajnat Bhagavati Parjanya. Due to the performance of Yaga, the clouds of water are manifest in the sky. Clouds and rainfall are under the management of Indra, the heavenly king. But when Indra is neglectful, the Supreme Lord himself, who is also known as Yaga or Yagapati, takes the task upon himself. Consequently, there was sufficient rainfall in the place named Ajanajadba. When Yagapati wants to, he can do anything without the help of any subordinate. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is also known as Almighty. In the present age of Kali, there will eventually be a great scarcity of water, anavristi, for the general populace due to ignorance and the scarcity of yajnic ingredients, will neglect to perform yagas. Srimad Bhagavatam therefore advises, Yajnai Sankirtan Prayer Yanti Hi Sumedasa. After all, yajam is meant to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this age of Kali, there is great scarcity and ignorance. Nonetheless, everyone can perform Sankirtan Yoga. Every family and every society can conduct Sankirtan Yoga at least every evening. In this way, there will be no disturbance or scarcity of rain. It is essential for the people in this age to perform the Sankirtan Yoga in order to be materially happy and to advance spiritually. Text 4. Nabis tu yata bilasitam supra jastvam avarudyati parmoda bara vihavalo gadgadaksharaya girasvairam girhita naraloka sadharmam bhagavantam purusha purusham maya vilasita matir vatsa tateti shurargam apalayan param nivritim upagata. Synonyms. King Nabi, too, certainly, yata abilasitam, according to his desire, su prajasvam, the most beautiful son, avaradya, getting, ati pramoda, of great jubilation, bara, by an excess, vivalaya, being overwhelmed, gadgada aksharaya, faltering in ecstasy, gira, with a voice, shvaryam, by his independent will, gahita, accepted, naraloka sadharmam, acting as if a human being, bhagavantam, the Supreme Personality of God, purana purusham, the oldest among living beings, maya, by yoga maya, vilasita, bewildered, mati, his mentality, vatsa, my dear son, tata, my darling, iti, thus, sa anuragam, with great affection, upalayalayam, raising, param, transcendental, nivritim, bliss, upagata, achieved. Translation. Due to getting a perfect son according to his desire, King Nabi was always overwhelmed with transcendental bliss and was very affectionate to his son. It was with ecstasy and a faltering voice that he addressed him, quote, my dear son, my darling, end quote. This mentality was brought about by Yoga Maya, whereby he accepted the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Father, as his own son. Out of his supreme goodwill, the Lord became his son and dealt with everyone as if he were an ordinary human being. Thus, King Nabi began to raise his transcendental son with great affection, and he was overwhelmed with transcendental bliss, joy, and devotion. Purport. The word Maya is used in the sense of illusion. Considering the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be his own son, Maharaj Nabi was certainly an illusion, but this was a transcendental illusion. This illusion is required, otherwise how can one accept the Supreme Father to be his own son? The Supreme Lord appears as the son of one of his devotees, just as Lord Krishna appeared as the son of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. These devotees could never think of their son as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for such appreciation would hamper their relationship of parental love. Text 5. Vitanuragam apara prakriti janapalo rajanabir Atmajam samaya setu rakshayam abhisichya brahmaneshu panidaya saha merodevya visalasyam prasana nipurnena tapasa samadhi yogena nara narayana kyam bhagavantam vasudevam upasina kalena tanmahimanam avapa. Synonyms: Vadita, known very well; Anuragam, popularity; Apara, prakriti, among all the citizens of and government officers; Janapada, desiring to serve the people in general; Raja, king; Nabi, Atmajan, his son; Samaya, Setu Rakshayam, to protect the people strictly according to the Vedic principles of religious life; Abhischichaya, enthroning; Brahmaneshu, to the learned Brahmanas; Upanidaya, entrusting; Saha, with; Marodevya, his wife, Marodevi; Vila, Visalayam, in Bhadrakashram; Prasanna Nipurnena, performed with great satisfaction and expertise; Tapasa, by austerities and penances; Samadhi Yogena, by full samadhi; Naranarayan Akyam, named Naranarayan Bhagavantam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead; Vasudevam, Krishna; Upasina, worshipping; Kalena, in due course of time; Tat Mahimanam, his glorious abode, the spiritual world, Vaikuntha, Avapa, achieved. Translation: King Nabi understood that his son, Rishabhdev, was very popular among the citizens and among government officers and ministers. Understanding the popularity of his son, Maharaj Nabi enthroned him as the emperor of the world to give protection to the general populace in terms of the Vedic religious system. To do this, he entrusted him into the hands of learned Brahmanas who would guide him in administering the government. Then Maharaj Nabi and his wife, Maradevi, went to Bhadrakashram in the Himalaya mountains, where the king engaged himself very expertly in austerities and penances with great jubilation. In full samadhi, he worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Naranarayan, who is Krishna, in his planetary expansion. By doing so, in the course of time, Maharaj Nabi was elevated to the spiritual world known as Vaikuntha. Purport: when Maharaj Nabi saw that his son, Rishabhdev, was popular with the general populace and the governmental servants, he chose to install him on the imperial throne. In addition, he wanted to entrust his son into the hands of learned Brahmanas. This means that the monarch was supposed to govern strictly according to the Vedic principles under the guidance of learned Brahmanas who could advise him according to the standard Vedic scriptures like Manusmriti and similar shastras. It is the duty of the king to rule the citizens according to Vedic principles. According to Vedic principles, society is divided into four categories: Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. Chaturvarnyam mayastrishtam guna karma vibhagasa. After dividing society in this way, it is the king's duty to see that everyone executes Vedic principles according to his caste. A Brahmana must perform the duty of a Brahmana without cheating the public. It is not that one attains the name of Brahmana without the qualifications. It is the king's duty to see that everyone engages in his occupational duty according to Vedic principles. In addition, retirement at the end of life is compulsory. Maharaj Nabi, although still a king, retired from family life and went with his wife to a place called Bhadrakashram in the Himalayas, where the deity Naranarayan is worshipped. The words upasana or prasana nipunena tapasa indicate that the king accepted all kinds of austerity very expertly and jubilantly. He did not at all mind leaving his comfortable life at home, although he was the emperor. Despite undergoing severe austerities and penances, he felt very pleased at Bhadrakashram, and he did everything there expertly. In this way, being fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, Samadhi Yoga, always thinking of Krishna, Vasudeva, Maharaj Nabi attained success at the end of his life and was promoted to the spiritual world, Vaikuntha Loka. This is the way of Vedic life. One must stop the process of repeated birth and death and return home back to Godhead. The word Tan Mahimanam Avapa are significant in this regard. Srila Sridhar Swami says that Mahima means a liberation in this life. We should act in such a way that in this life that after giving up this body, we will become liberated from the bondage of repeated birth and death. This is called Jivan Mukti. Srila Vivar Raghava Acharya states that in the Chandogya Upanishad, there are 8 symptoms of a Jivan Mukta, a person who is already liberated even when living in this body. The first symptom of one so liberated is that he is freed from all sinful activity, apahata papa. As long as one is under the clutches of Maya and the material energy, one has to engage in sinful activity. Bhagavad Gita describes such people as duskritana, which indicates that they are always engaged in sinful activity. One who is liberated in this life does not commit any sinful activities. Sinful activity involves illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. Another symptom of a liberated person is vijara, which indicates that he's not subjected to the miseries of old age. Another symptom is vimrityu. A liberated person prepares himself in such a way that he's not take on any more material bodies, which are destined to die. In other words, he does not fall down again to repeated birth and death. Another symptom is vishoka, which indicates that he is callous to material distress and happiness. Another is vijigasta, which indicates that he no longer desires material enjoyment. Another symptom is apipata, which means that he has no desire other than to engage in the devotional service of Krishna, his dear most pursuable Lord. A further symptom is satyakama, which indicates that all his desires are directed to the supreme truth, Krishna. He does not want anything else. He is satyasankalpa. Whatever he desires is fulfilled by the grace of Krishna. First of all, he does not desire anything for his material benefit, and secondly, if he desires anything at all, he simply desires to serve the Supreme Lord. That desire is fulfilled by the Lord's grace. That is called Satya Sankalpa. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti points out that the word Mahima means returning to the spiritual world, back home, back to Vaikuntha. Srila Shukadev says that the word Mahima means that the devotee attains the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is called sadharma, or, quote, the same quality, end quote. Just as Krishna is never born and never dies, his devotees who return to Godhead never die and never take birth within the material world. Text 6. Yasyaha pandaveya shlokav udharan ranti konu tat karma rajarsher nabher anvacharat puman apat yatam agad yasya hari sudena karmana. Synonyms: yasa, of whom, ha, indeed, pandaveya, o Maharaj Prakrit. Shloka ko, 2 verses. Udararanti, recite, ka, who knew then, tat, that, karma, work, rajareshi, of the pious king Nabi, anu, following, acharet, who could execute, puman, a man, upat yatam, sonhood, agat, accepted, yasya, whose Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sudena, pure, executed in devotional service, karmana, by activities. Translation: O Maharaj Prakrit, to glorify Maharaj Nabi, the old sages composed 2 verses. One of them is this, quote, who can attain the perfection of Maharaj Nabi? Who can attain his activities? Because of his devotional service, the Supreme Personality of Godhead agreed to become his son. End quote. Purport: the words sudena karmana are significant in this verse. If work is not carried out in devotional service, it is contaminated by the modes of material nature. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita, yagnartat karmano nyatra lokayam karma bandhana. Activities performed only for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord are pure and are not contaminated by the modes of material nature. All other activities are contaminated by the modes of ignorance and passion as well as goodness. All material activities meant for satisfying the senses are contaminated, and Maharaj Nabi did not perform anything contaminated. He simply executed his transcendental activities even when performing jagya. Consequently, he obtained the Supreme Lord as his son. Text 7. Brahmanyo nyakuto nabir vipramangala pujita yasya barhisi yagnesham darshayam asharojasa. Synonyms: Brahmanya, a devotee of the Brahmanas, Anya, any other, Kuta, where is Nabe, besides Maharaj Nabi, Vipra, the Brahmanas, Mangala Pujita, well worshipped and satisfied, Yasya, of whom Barhisi, in the sacrificial arena, Yagna Isham, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the enjoyer of all sacrificial ceremonies, Darshayam Ushu, Ashu, showered Ojasa by their brahminical prowess. Translation. The second prayer is this, quote, who is better worshipper of Brahmanas than Maharaj Nibi? Because he worshipped the qualified Brahmanas to their full satisfaction, the Brahmanas, by their brahminical prowess, showed Maharaj Nabi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, in person. End quote. Purport. The Brahmanas engaged as priests in the sacrificial ceremony were not ordinary Brahmanas. They were so powerful that they could bring forth the Supreme Personality of Godhead by their prayers. Thus, Maharaj Nabi was able to see the Lord face to face. Unless one is a Vaishnava, he cannot call forth the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord does not accept an invitation unless one is a Vaishnava. Therefore, it is said in Padma Purana, Sat Karma Nipano Vipro Mantra Tantra Vitasarada A Vaishnava Guru Nasyad Vaishnava Swapacho Guru. Quote, a scholarly Brahmana, expert in all studies of Vedic knowledge, is unfit to become a spiritual master without being a Vaishnava, but a person born in a family of a lower caste can become a spiritual master if he is a Vaishnava. End quote. These Brahmanas were certainly very expert in chanting the Vedic mantras. They were competent in the performance of the Vedic rituals, and over and above this, they were Vaishnavas. Therefore, by their spiritual powers, they could call on the Supreme Personality of Godhead and enable their disciple, Maharaj Nabi, to see the Lord face to face. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comments that the word Ojasa means, quote, by dint of devotional service, end quote. Text 8. Ataha Bhagavan Rishabhadeva Svavarsham Karma Kshetram Anuman Yamana Pradarshita Gurukula Vaso Labda Varar Gurubir Anujnato Gramedinam Dharman Anushikshamano Jayantam Indra Dayatam Datayam Ubhaya Lakshanam Karma Samanitnaya Natam Abhijunjam Atmajanam Atmasananam Satam Janayam Asa. Synonyms. Ata, thereupon, after the departure of his father, ha, indeed, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishabhadev, swa his own Varsham kingdom, Karmakshetram, the field of activities, Anumanyamana, accepting as Pradarshita, shown as an example, Gurukul Vasa, lived at the Gurukul, Labda, having achieved Varai gifts, Gurubi, by the spiritual masters, Anujnata, being ordered, Griha Medinam, of the householders, Dharman, duties, Anushikshmana, Samana, teaching by example, Jayantiam, in his wife, Jayanti, Indra Datayam, offered by Lord Indra, Ubhaya Lakshanam, of both types, karma activities, Samam Nayam Natam, mentioned in the scriptures, Abhyunjan, performing, Atma Janam, sons, Atma Samananam, exactly like himself, Satam, 100, Janayam Asa, begot. Translation. After Maharaj Nabi departed for Bhadakashram, the Supreme Lord Rishabhadev understood that his kingdom was his field of activities. He therefore showed himself as an example and taught the duties of a householder by first accepting brahmacharya under the direction of spiritual masters. He also went to live at the spiritual master's place, Gurukul. After his education was finished, he gave gifts, Guru Dakshin, to his spiritual master, and then accepted the life of a householder. He took a wife named Jayanti and begot 100 sons who were as powerful and qualified as he himself. His wife Jayanti had been offered to him by Indra, the king of heaven. Rishabhdev and Jayanti performed householder life in an exemplary way, carrying out ritualistic activities ordained by the Shruti and Smriti Shastra. Purport. Being an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishabhdev had nothing to do with material affairs. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Pritanaya Sadhanam Vinashaya Chaduskritam, the purpose of incarnation is to liberate his devotees and to stop the demonic activities of non-devotees. These are the two functions of the Supreme Lord when he incarnates. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that in order to preach, one must live a practical life and show people how to do things. Apani Achari Bhakti Shikhaimu Shabari. One cannot teach others unless he behaves the same way himself. Rishabhdev was an ideal king. He took his education in the Gurukul, although he was already educated because the Supreme Lord is omniscient. Although Rishabhdev had nothing to learn from Gurukul, he went there just to teach the people in general how to take an education from the right source, from Vedic teachers. He then entered householder life and lived according to the principles of Vedic knowledge, Shruti and Smriti. In his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 12101, Srila Rupa Goswami, quoting the Skanda Purana, states, Shruti Smriti Purana Di Pancharatra Vidim Vina Aikantiki Harir Bhaktir Utpatayai Vakulpate. Human society must follow the instructions received from Shruti and Smriti, Vedic literature. Practically applied in life, this is worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to Pancharatrika Vidhi. Every human being must advance his spiritual life and then, at the end, return home back to Godhead. Maharaj Rishabhdev strictly followed all these principles. He remained an ideal grihastha and taught his sons how to become perfect in spiritual life. These are some examples of how he ruled the earth and completed his mission as an incarnation. Text 9. Yesham kalo mahayogi barato jyesta shrestha guna asid yenadam varsham baratam iti vyapadisanti. Synonyms. Yesham, of whom, kalo, indeed, mahayogi, a very highly exalted devotee of the Lord, Bharat, Jesta, the eldest, Shresha Guna, qualified with the best attributes, Asit was, Yena, by whom, Idam, this, Varsham, planet, Bharatam, Bharat, Iti, thus, Vyapadisanti, people call. Translation. Of Rishabhdev's 100 sons, the eldest, named Bharat, was a great, exalted devotee qualified with the best attributes. In his honor, this planet has become known as Bharat Varsh. Purport. This planet, known as Bharat Varsh, is also called Punya Bhumi, the pious land. At the present moment, Bharat Bhumi, or Bharat Varsh, is a small piece of land extending from the Himalaya Mountains to Cape Comorin. Sometimes this peninsula is called Punya Bhumi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given special importance to the people of this land. Bharata Bhumi Haila Manusya Jamanyar Janma Shartaka Karapara Upakar. Quote, one who has taken his birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharat Varsh, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all other people, end quote. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi 941. The inhabitants of this piece of land are very fortunate. They can purify their existence by accepting this Krishna consciousness movement and go outside Bharat Bhumi, India, and preach to this cult to benefit the whole world. Text 10. Tam anu kushavarta ilavarto brahmavarto malaya kertu badrasen indra sprig vidarba kikata iti nava navati pradana. Synonyms. Tam, him, anu, following, kushavarta, kushavarta, ilavarta, ilavarta, brahmavarta, brahmavarta, malaya, malaya, ketu, ketu, badrasen, badrasen, indra sprig, vidarba, kikata, kikata, iti thus nava nine, navati 90, pradana, older than. Translation. Following Bharat, there were 99 other sons. Among these were 9 elderly sons named Kushavarta, Ilivarta, Brahmavarta, Malaya, Ketu, Badrashain, Indusprik, Vidarbha, and Kikakta. Texts 11 through 12. Kavir Havi Antariksha Prabuddha Pipalayana. Abhihotra Tadrumilas Chamasa Karabhajana Iti Bhagavata Dharma Darshana Nava Mahabhagavatas Tesham Sucharitam Bhagavan Mahimopabritimbam Brihitam Vasudeva Narada Samvadam Upasamayanam Aparistad Varnayasyama. Synonyms: Kavi, Kavi, Havi, Havi, Atarinsha, Antariksha, Prabuddha, Prabuddha, Pipalayana, Pipalayana, Avirhotra, Avirhotra, Arta also, Drumila, Drumila, Chasama, Archamasa, Chamasa, Karabhajan, Karabhajan, Iti, thus, Bhagavat, Dharma, Darshana, authorized preachers of Bhashrimad Bhagavatam, Nava, nine Mahabhagavatas, highly advanced devotees, Tesham of them, Sucharitam, good qualities, Mahamahimna, Upabritam, accompanied by the glories of the Supreme Lord, Vasudeva Narayana Samvadam, within the conversation between Vasudeva and Narada, Upasamayanam, which gives full satisfaction to the mind, Uparistat, thereafter, in the 11th canto, Varnayishyama, I shall vividly explain. Translation. In addition to these sons were Kavi, Havi, Antariksha, Prabuddha, Papilyana, Avirhotra, Dumila, Chamasa, and Karabhajan. These were all very exalted, advanced devotees and authorized preachers of Srimad Bhagavatam. These devotees were glorified due to their strong devotion to Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, they were exalted. To satisfy the mind perfectly, I, Shukadeva Goswami, shall hereafter describe the characteristics of these nine devotees when I discuss their conversation between Narada and Vasudeva. Text 13. Yaviyamsa eka stitir jani teya pitur adeshakara mahasalina mahashrotiya yagnashila karma visuddha brahmana babuvo. Synonyms. Yaviyamsa, younger, eta siti, numbering 81, jayanteya, the sons of Jayanti, the wife of Rishabhdev, Pitu, of their father, Adeshakara, following the order, Mahasalina, well-behaved, well-cultured, Mahastrotiya, extremely learned in Vedic knowledge, Yagashila, expert in performing ritualistic ceremonies, Karma Vishuddha, very pure in their activities, Brahmana, qualified Brahmanas, Mabhuvu, became. Translation. In addition to these 19 sons mentioned above, there were 81 younger ones, all born of Rishabhdev and Jayanti. According to the order of their father, they became well-cultured, well-behaved, very pure in their activities, and expert in Vedic knowledge and the performance of Vedic rituals. Thus, they all became perfectly qualified brahmanas. Purport. From this verse, we have good information of how the castes are qualified according to quality and work. Rishabhdev, a king, was certainly a Kshatriya. He had 100 sons, and out of these, 10 were engaged as Kshatriyas and ruled the planet. 9 sons became good preachers of Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabhagavatas, and thus indicates that they were above the position of Brahmanas. The other 81 sons became highly qualified Brahmanas. These are some practical examples of how one can become fit for a certain type of activity by qualification, not by birth. All the sons of Maharaj Rishabhdev were Kshatriyas by birth, but by quality, some of them became Kshatriyas and some became Brahmanas. 9 became preachers of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Dharma Darshana, which means that they were above the categories of Kshatriya and Brahmana. Text 14. Bhagavan Rishabha Samya Atma Tantra Svayam Nitya Nivritanarta Param Para Kevala Nan Danubhava Ishvareva Viparitavat Karmani Arabhamana Kale Nanu Gatam Dharam Dharmam Acharaneno Pashikyasan Shayan Atad Vidam Sama Upashanto Matrai Kuruniko Dharmarta Satyasa Prajanan Damrit Varodena Griheshu Lokam Niya Mayat. Synonyms. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishabha, Samya, named Atma Tantra, fully independent, Svayam, personally, Nitya, eternally, Nivritta, free from, Anarta, of things not wanted, birth, old age, disease, and death, parampara, that continual succession one after another, kevala only, ananda anubhava, full of transcendental bliss, Ishvara, the Supreme Lord, the Controller, Eva, certain indeed, viparitavat, just like the opposite, karmani, material activities, arabrahmana, performing, kalena, in course of time, anugatam, neglected, dharman, the varnashram dharma, acharanena, by executing, upashikshayam, teaching, atatvidam, persons who are in ignorance, sama, equipoised, upasanta, undisturbed by the material senses, maitra, very friendly to everyone, karunika, very merciful to all, dharma, religious principles, art, economic development, yasha, reputation, praja, sons and daughters, ananda, material pleasure, amrita, eternal life, avrodena, for achieving, griheshu, in household life, lokam, the people in general, niyamanyat, irregulated. Translation. Being an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Rishabhdev was fully independent because his form was spiritual, eternal, and full of transcendental bliss. He eternally had nothing to do with the four principles of material misery, birth, death, old age, and disease, nor was he materially attached. He was always equipoised, and he saw everyone on the same level. He was unhappy to see others unhappy, and he was the well-wisher of all living entities. Although he was a perfect personality, the Supreme Lord and Controller of all, he nonetheless acted as if he were an ordinary conditioned soul. Therefore, he strictly followed the principles of Varnashram Dharma and acted accordingly. In due course of time, the principles of Varnashram Dharma had become neglected. Therefore, through his personal characteristics and behavior, he taught the ignorant public how to perform duties within the Varnashram Dharma. In this way, he regulated the general populace in householder life, enabling them to develop religion and economic well-being, to attain reputations, sons and daughters, material pleasure, and finally, eternal life. By his instructions, he showed how people could remain householders and at the same time become perfect by following the principles of Varnashram Dharma. Purport. The Varnashram Dharma is meant for imperfect conditioned souls. It trains them to become spiritually advanced in order to return home back to Godhead. A civilization that does not know the highest aim of life is no better than an animal society. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Na te vidu swargatim hi vishnum. A human society is meant for elevation to spiritual knowledge so that all of the people can be free from the clutches of birth, death, old age, and disease. The Varnashram Dharma enables human society to become perfectly fit for getting out of the clutches of Maya, and by following the regular principles of Varnashram Dharma, one can become successful. In this regard, see Bhagavad Gita 3:21 through 24. Text 15. Yadyach charsanya charitam tattad anuvartate loka. Synonyms. Yet, whatever. Shirsanya, by the leading personalities, acharitam, performed, tat-tat, that, anuvartate, followed, loka, the people in general. Translation, whatever actions performed by a great man, common men follow. Report. A similar verse is also found in Bhagavad Gita 3:21. It is essential for human society to have a section of men perfectly trained as qualified brahmanas according to the instructions of Vedic knowledge. Those below the brahminical qualification, administrators, merchants, and workers, should take instructions from those ideal people who are considered to be intellectuals. In this way, everyone can be elevated to the highest transcendental position and be freed from material attachment. The material world is described by Lord Krishna himself as Dukaliyam Ashashvatam, a temporary place of misery. No one can stay here, and even if he makes a compromise with misery, one has to give up this body and accept another, which may not even be a human body. As soon as one gets a material body, he becomes dehabrit, or dehi. In other words, he is subjected to all material conditions. All the leaders of society must be so ideal that by following them, one can be relieved from the clutches of material existence. Text 16. Yadyapi svadviditam shakala dharman brahmanam guyam Brahmanar darshita margena samadibir upayar janatam anushashasha. Synonyms. Yadyapi, although, Svavaritam, known by him, Sakala Dharmam, which includes all different types of occupational duties, Brahman, Vedic instruction, Guhyam, very confidential, Brahmanai, by the Brahmanas, Darshita Margena, the path showed, by the path showed, Sama Adibi, Sama Dhamma Titiksha, controlling the mind, controlling the senses, practicing tolerance, and so on, Upayai, by the means, Janatam, of the people in general, Anusasasha, he ruled over. Translation. Although Lord Rishabhdev knew everything about confidential Vedic knowledge, which includes information about all types of occupational duties, he still maintained himself as a Kshatriya and followed the instructions of the Brahmanas as they related to mind control, sense controls, tolerance, and so forth. Thus, he ruled the people according to the system of Varnashram Dharma, which enjoins that the Brahmanas instruct the Kshatriyas and the Kshatriyas administer the state to the state through the Vaishyas and Shudras. Purport. Although Rishabhdev knew all the Vedic instructions perfectly well, he nonetheless followed the instructions of the Brahmanas in order to perfectly maintain the social order. The Brahmanas would give advice according to the Shastras, and all the other castes would follow. The word Brahma means, quote, perfect knowledge in all of all activities, end quote. And this knowledge is very confidentially described in the Vedic literatures. Men trained perfectly as Brahmanas should know all Vedic literature, and thus, and the benefit derived from this literature should be distributed to the general populace. The general populace should follow the perfect Brahmana. In this way, one can learn how to control the mind and senses, and thus gradually advance to spiritual perfection. Text 17. Dravya desha kala vaya shighartvig vivido desho pachitai sarvar api kratubir yato padesham sata kritva yaja. Synonyms. Dravya, the ingredients are for performing yaga. Desha, the particular place or holy place, a holy place or a temple. Kala, the suitable time, such as springtime. Vaya, the age, especially youth. Shraddha, faith in goodness, not in passion and ignorance. Ritvik, the priests. Vivida Udesha, worshipping different demigods for different purposes. Upachitai, enriched by, sarvai, all kinds of, api, certainly, kratubi, by sacrificial ceremonies. Yata Upadesham, according to the instruction, sata kritva, 100 times, iyaja, he worshipped. Translation. Lord Rishabhdev performed all kinds of sacrifices 100 times, according to the instructions of the Vedic literatures. Thus, he satisfied Lord Vishnu in every respect. All the rituals were enriched by first-class ingredients. They were executed in holy places according to the proper time by priests who were all young and faithful. In this way, Lord Vishnu was worshipped, and then the prasad was offered to all the demigods. Thus, the functions and festivals were all successful. Purport. It is said, Komara Acharet Pagno Dharman Bhagavata Niha, Srimad Bhagavatam 7.6.1. A ritual should be performed by a young man, even boys, at a tender age according to the ritual to be performed successfully. From childhood, people should be trained in Vedic culture, especially in devotional service. In this way, one can perfect one's life. A Vaishnava does not disrespect the demigods, but on the other hand, he is not so foolish that he accepts each and every demigod as the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is the master of all demigods, therefore the demigods are his servants. The Vaishnava accepts them as servants of the Supreme Lord, and he worships them directly. In the Brahma Samhita, the important demigods, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and even the incarnations and expansions of Lord Krishna, like Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and all the other Vishnu tattvas, as well as the Shakti tattvas like Durga Devi, are all worshipped by the process of worshipping Govinda with the words, Govinda Vadi Purusham Tamahamajami. The Vaishnava worships the demigods in relation to Govinda, not independently. Vaishnavas are not so foolish that they consider the demigods independent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arasabhavrita. The Supreme Master is Krishna, and all others are his servants. Text 18. Bhagavatar Sabena Parirakshamana Etasmin Varshe Na Kashchana Purusho Vachanti Avidyamanam Ivatmano Nyasmat Katanchana Kimapi Karichit Evakshate Bart. Tari Anushavanam Bijimbita Snehas Tisayam Antarena. Synonyms: Bhagavata, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishabhena, King Rishabha, Parirakshyamane, being protected, Etasmin, on this Varshe planet, Na, not Kashchana, by anyone, Purusha, even a common man, Vachanti, desires, Avidyamanam, not existing in reality, Eva, as if, Atmana, for himself, Anyasmat, for anyone else, Katanchana, by any means, Kimapi, anything, Karichit, at any time, Avekshati, does care to see, Bhattari, toward the master, Anusavanam, always, Vijambita, expanding, Sneha Atisayam, very great affection, Antarena, within oneself. Translation: no one likes to possess anything that is like a will-o'-the-wisp or a flower in the sky, for everyone knows very well that such things do not exist. When Lord Rishabhdev ruled this planet of Varsha, even common men did not want to ask for anything at any time or by any means. No one ever asks for a will-o'-the-wisp. In other words, everyone was completely satisfied, and therefore there was no chance of anyone's asking for anything. The people were absorbed in great affection for the king. Since this affection was always expanding, they were not inclined to ask for anything. Purport: in Bengal, the word Goba Dimba is used, which means the egg of a horse. Since a horse never lays an egg, the word Goda Dimba actually has no meaning. In Sanskrit, there is a word Kapushpa, which means the flower in the sky. No flower grows in the sky, therefore no one is interested in asking for Kapushpa or Goda Dimba. During the reign of Maharaj Rishabhdev, the people were so well equipped that they did not ask for anything. They were immensely supplied with all necessities for life due to King Rishabhdev's good government. Consequently, everyone felt full satisfaction and did not want anything. This is the perfection of government. If the citizens are unhappy due to bad government, the heads of government are condemned. During these democratic days, monarchy is disliked by the people, but here is an example of how an emperor of the whole world kept all the citizens fully satisfied by supplying the necessities of life and following the Vedic principles. Thus everyone was happy during the reign of Maharaj Rishabhdev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 19. Na kadachit atamano Bhagavan Rishabho Brahmavarta gato Brahmarshi Pravara Sabayam Prajanam Nisa Mayantinam Atmajan Avahitat Mana Praraya Prashraya Pranaya Barasun Suyan Tritan Api Upashiksyana Sayan Iti Hovacha. Synonyms: Sahi Kadachit, once, Atmana Atamana, while on tour, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishabha, Lord Rishabha, Brahmavarta Gata, when he reached the place known as Brahmavarta, identified by some as Burma and by others as a place near Kanpura, Uttar Pradesh, Brahma Rishi Pravara Sabhayam, in a meeting of first-class Brahmanas, Prajanam, while the citizens, Nisa Mayantinam, were hearing Atmajan, his sons, Avahita Atmana, attentive, Prashraya, of good behavior, Pranaya, of devotion, Bara, by an abundance, Suyantitan, well-controlled, Api, although Upashikshayan, teaching, Iti, thus, ha, certainly, Uvacha said. Translation: While touring the world, Lord Rishabhdev, the Supreme Lord, reached a place known as Brahmavarta. There was a great conference of learned Brahmanas at that place, and all the king's sons attentively heard the instructions of the Brahmanas there. At that assembly, within the hearing of the citizens, Rishabhdev instructed his sons, although they were already well-behaved, very well-behaved, devoted, and qualified. He instructed them so that in the future they could rule the world very perfectly. Thus, he spoke as follows. Purport: the instructions of Lord Rishabhdev to his sons are very valuable if one wants to live peacefully within this world, which is full of miseries. In the next chapter, Lord Rishabhdev gives his sons these valuable instructions. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the fifth canto, fourth chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, "The Characteristics of Rishabhdev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead," end quote.